This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let me get to question number five, and you'll like this. He's stuck in traffic. His name is Joe White. He is registered as a Democrat. He says he's leaning toward Biden, and Biden had voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. And his question was, a second stimulus payment has been broadly agreed upon by the Republicans and Democrats, and yet now we're in October and it's still not passed. Why not use your office to make the second stimulus payment a separate, targeted emergency relief package to help Americans weather the pandemic?
Well, we've actually passed three packages, and we're on our fourth, and I agree with him 100%. He should vote for me. The problem you have is Nancy Pelosi. She couldn't care less about the worker. She couldn't care less about our people, and we should have a stimulus, and I want a stimulus. The Republicans will approve a stimulus. The problem is she doesn't want to do it because she thinks it's bad for her election. The fact is she's wrong because people know she's in our way. She's not approving it. She doesn't appreciate our people, and she doesn't appreciate at all our workers. Nancy Pelosi, we are ready to sign and pass stimulus.
I don't know who's winning the battle on stimulus. I think that we've spent way too much money on this woo flu crap. I'm sick of it. I think Donald Trump is finally getting wind of it. And maybe that's where we should open. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We should open on Fauci. And we should open on this stupid mask mandate and everything else. The level of deception in this is ridiculous. You can't post anything that is anti-mask mandate on social media without it being rejected. It'll be declared false. They'll tell you you're not listening to the science. The science of this clearly points to everything I've talked about over the past few days, last week, last month. The science of this says this so-called disease, this virus, is less dangerous than a common cold. And, you know, people just seem to be afraid to even talk about it. I see people wearing masks, and you can tell they don't want to wear it. I was in one of those buses to take you to get a rental car, and a guy's like, here I got to wear this stupid mask. And I looked at him and went, yep. And he looked at me and smiled, because the majority of people wearing these masks, if it weren't for the fact that they couldn't get into businesses, they would not wear them. I think it's unbelievable that to fly on a plane, they force you to wear a mask. You're not sick, but they force you to wear that mask. And you are the one who pay the taxes that's for the FAA, TSA, all the things involved in this industry, and you're being treated like a child. I think President Trump is finally getting to the point where he says, you know what? This is nonsense. And he's talking about another stimulus, and I said it before. He understands the politics of it. He's got to go along with it because, you know, they made a big deal about it. But there's going to come a point, and I'm going to tell you, I disagree with Trump on this. I want to be very clear. I wouldn't pass another stimulus. I would tell them, we're not giving any more money for welfare or whatever. You governors, open your states up, and then we will start addressing how we're going to deal with this going forward. And if you have any mask mandates and all these other things, it's not going to happen. The data, every time I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and they're talking about, I was listening to the radio, the increase in Ohio or wherever it was somewhere in COVID cases. And it was funny. I think it was in Ohio they had no increases. And not a single death. They had a day there were no deaths from this. And it's probably because they stopped paying. But in another state, right next door, it was going through the roof. And I said, and I remember thinking, but how many people are dying? Oh, there's many, many more COVID cases. How many are dying? We're up to 220,000 people who've died. I'd like to see them. I'd like to know the ages. Oh, they were all in their 80s. Isn't it miraculous how these cases are so fine-tuned? I see little kids walking through the airport, no mask, no nothing, because this disease is the amazing amount of selectivity. It completely ignores little kids. It mostly ignores teenagers and anybody under 30. It seems to have a height restriction, because if you're standing, walking through a restaurant, you need to have a mask on. But the minute you sit down, you're okay. It won't attack you if you drink and then put your mask back on. But if you drink and leave it off, well, then you run the risk of being attacked. And I could go on. This is crazy. Anyway, Trump got after Fauci over this. Here's what he had to say.
I think really Dr. Fauci's a very nice man, but we let him do what he wants to do. He gets a lot of television. He loves being on television, and we let him do it. Sometimes he says things that are a little bit off, and they get built up, unfortunately. But he's a nice guy. I like him. But he's called a lot of bad calls. He said, don't wear a mask. And he said, don't ban China. They were bad calls. He admits that. And I don't hold that against him. If I did, I wouldn't have him. No, I think he's a nice guy. Huh? I don't want you. I don't want to hurt him. He's been there for about 350 years. I don't want to hurt him.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. I absolutely disagree with Trump on Fauci. They say he says he's a nice man. He says we let him do what he wants to do. He loves being on TV. We let him do it. But it's built him up, unfortunately. And he's saying the guy likes to hear himself speak. He wants to think he's bigger than what he is. And the guy says, why don't you fire him? And he says, no, I don't want to fire him. He's been around for 350 years. But that's Trump. He's actually getting after him, believe it or not. And here's what he had said earlier. He says, this was on Monday. He says, people are tired of COVID. I have these huge rallies. People are saying whatever. Just leave us alone. They're tired of it. People are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots. That's what he said from Las Vegas. That is the president telling you. I'm telling you, read between the lines. Fauci may be a nice guy. He's telling him he was wrong on this. He admits it. He's setting it up to say, you know what? I'm done with the guy. And he should be. He called him a disaster. And they said, and I'm reading this, they said he lamented that he would receive lots of negative press if he fired him because he's a nice guy. I've learned how to read Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you, he is not done with Fauci by a long shot. Just wait it out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think really Dr. Fauci's a very nice man, but we let him do what he wants to do. He gets a lot of television. He loves being on television. We let him do it. Sometimes he says things that are a little bit off and they get built up, unfortunately, but he's a nice guy. I like him, but he's called a lot of bad calls. He said, don't wear a mask. And he said, don't ban China. There were bad calls. He admits that. And I don't hold that against him. If I did, I wouldn't have him. No, I think he's a nice guy. Huh? I don't want to. I don't want to hurt him. He's been there for about 350 years. I don't want to hurt him.
What took so long? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What took so long for the president to realize that Fauci is running game on America? The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. President has finally started to attack this little Italian thug. He's a thug. I'm telling you, these people that that have been in government as long as he has Fauci has, they have a whole different way of thinking about things. It is not your body. It's what they decide for you to do. And I understand it to a point. I understand that we don't want people running around with the Ebola and other infectious diseases, but this one, this is a trial run. And as I had one of my friends call me. She says, Kevin, it was a great show you did where you were talking about your Hollywood buddy and all the craziness going on with this stupid Chinese Wu flu. And she says a guy in her office started actually using reason and logic and saying, wait a minute, how can this virus be so specific? First of all, how does it know that you're wearing a mask? Because the mask isn't effective. Let me put it this way. Put that mask on, go to the CDC, and I dare you to walk into a level 3 infection area where you could catch tuberculosis or something like that. I dare you. Take the mask you're wearing and go into a place. I don't know which diseases are which. I'm not going to try to pretend that I do. But take whatever mask you're wearing, and they tell you, if you walk in here and with your mask, you could catch this disease, tell me you'd walk into that room. Because I can tell you with mine, I wouldn't. I wouldn't walk in that room with any mask I've seen anybody wearing, and I've seen thousands of them. I wouldn't walk into that room. It's like my buddy said, can you smell bacon when you have the mask on? I was like, yeah. He goes, man, it ain't helping. I seriously said one day, I just want to go on a plane having eaten a whole trough of beans and just fart up a storm. And as soon as somebody complains, I go, well, you're wearing your mask. You know, how can you smell it? Just go up and down the aisle, crop dusting. Oh, man. It's like what my dog does. If you own a dog, you've been crop dusted. And dog farts smell like something crawled up their butts and died. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible. But I'm serious. I want to just be so flatulent and go on a plane and just... and have people complain and say, yeah, for all of you who are complaining, you can just understand your mask ain't protecting you. I mean, I don't know. By the way, would a fart get you as sick as a person's breath? Oh, man, this is so crazy. So what I'm warning you is a couple of things. One, Donald Trump is setting the stage to be able to say Fauci's been around for a long time. He says he's been there for about 350 years. I don't want to hurt him. He talks about him making bad calls. This is what Trump does. Go back and look at what's that show? The Apprentice, or I wouldn't call it Celebrity Apprentice, even though Fauci thinks he's a celebrity, the little slime bag. But here's what they write. Tensions between the president and Fauci and other public health officials and government scientists working to mitigate, get this, the highly contagious virus have been building for months. The divide has been made worse in recent weeks after a Trump campaign ad included footage and misleading audio clip from Fauci to buttress the president's widely panned leadership on the virus that has infected more than 8 million people. I mean, it's funny to listen to these stories. And here's what, I wish we could do this. I wish we had a switch we could flip and show what they would be saying if this were Obama. You wouldn't hear about 20,000 people dying if this were Obama. You'd be hearing about how efficient he was, how quickly he adapted, how effective his policies were. It would be a completely different version if it were Barack Obama. Heard Fauci on an interview, and he said he's getting death threats. Now when he goes out for his run, he's got to have a Secret Service, or not Secret Service, but protection detail with him. And he couldn't believe it. He's like, I make public declarations about a disease, and I got to go through all of this. You know, I don't disagree. I don't think anybody should be threatening the life of a guy because you disagree with what he had to say, even though I think Fauci is a, as I said, I think he's a scumbag. He's a lying skank, okay? You've been waiting to hear it, Kevin Jackson's audience. He's a lying skank. But what Fauci claims is that the president, he says, in effect, is harassing me. Those are his words. Because he disagrees. And Biden thinks that he's going to get elected because he says, you know, we believe in science and we believe in truth over fact. Whatever, I think that's what he said, truth over fact. Whatever he said. But he wants you to believe that he would have done it differently. He believes in the science. He would mandate testing, vaccines, face mask mandates are forever. And that's what they want. They want it forever. But I'm telling you, the second part of this, Trump's onto the ruse. I think he gets his next round of financing and he says there will be no more funding. There will be, There will be no more funding. If you don't have your acts together in your own cities, we're not bailing you out. Too much money is now circulating in government and it's too easy to get. Nobody's balking. There's nobody going no. Even Trump said, I'm trying to give more than Pelosi. Why would you say that? Why would you say that? What possibly does he think giving more is going to do? We gave so much. One of my friends was telling me, I think it was my son actually. He said they're giving $600 a week or something crazy number. And no, it was a friend of mine. I forget who, but they said the whoever it was, a family member of theirs, was making more money on welfare than they were working. No way would they go back to work. And whoever it was, their cousin or something, said, why would I go back to work when I'm making like, you know, $500 more a month on welfare? Not going to happen. Fauci and all of them have led us to this point. They're getting what they want out of Trump. And he needs to recognize that this is a game being played on him, and quickly.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
We could be waiting well into the night before finding out who will be the president for the next 4 years. With record numbers of mail-in ballots cast and issues slowing delivery of those votes, Counting may take several days before a final tally is known. Delaware Senator and Biden campaign advisor Chris Coons says Pennsylvania is one of those states. He tells Fox News that the only reason a candidate will declare victory tonight is if they're trying to stop vote counting.
And we have several other states where, by state law, they haven't even started opening the ballots until today, even though they've had record absentee and mail-in ballots. So if we want to have a free and fair election, we should do, as has always been done, count the ballots, even including those that have come in before and will be counted after.
Polls begin closing at 6 p.m. tonight, with many battleground states voting until 8 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News. The time for talk is over and the voting is on. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
It's in your hands, America. The general election 2020 is underway.
We're done with the chaos. We're done with the racism. We're done with the tweets, the anger, the hate, the failure, the irresponsibility. It's the man who, in the first black woman running for vice president, he looks at her and he calls her a monster.
President Trump after midnight Tuesday morning in Michigan.
This election comes down to a very simple choice. Do you want to be ruled by the corrupt and selfless political maniacs that you're dealing with, or do you want to be ruled by the American people? You're supposed to be ruled by the American people.
Hurricane Eta is making landfall in Central America as a powerful Category 4 storm, bringing damaging winds, life-threatening storm surge, flash flooding, and the potential for landslides. The storm's sustained winds of 140 miles an hour have already torn roofs off homes and knocked down trees and power lines in portions of Nicaragua and Honduras. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If we're losing, why is the left so scared? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. They got the polls in their favor. Biden's leading double digits, right? But Google is censoring us. Facebook is censoring us. Twitter is taking down the president's press secretary. They don't want a story to get out. We're winning, right? I mean, we're losing. We're supposed to be getting our butts kicked, man. I mean, we're not just losing. We're getting crushed. And yet, the Democrats don't act like winners. If you're getting crushed, or, you know, there are many of you that go, Kevin, the fix is in. If the fix is in, they seem to be scrambling a lot. They won't do anything that indicates their popularity. Barack Obama's hitting the campaign trail, starting out in Philadelphia today. And what are they? Drive-bys? We're going to have cars driving by and honking. They did the thing with Kamala Harris. They never, there's a 14-minute video. They never pan the audience. She's walking around stage like she's Miss America. They never show the audience. Your horns. In fact, Joe Biden did his deal somewhere. I don't know where. One of the battleground states. And you know what they do? Guy was honking the horn the whole time. Hey, speaking of battleground states, I'm just giving you a little bit of food for thought. Conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. If the Democrats have it in the bag, why are they unleashing their secret weapon, Barack Obama, in battleground states? If they're winning in all the battleground states by double digits, why is Biden suddenly campaigning in battleground states? I thought Texas was in play. I heard Texas was in play. They're beating Trump so bad that he's going to lose the red states. Where's that? Let me put it to you this way. Trump has said, We have our own polls. We're going to execute exactly the way our plan, you know, we're going to do it. And they've never wavered, not one bit. We're going to pummel the battleground states. We're going to have people on the ground. We're going to continue doing rallies. I'm going to show you the level of enthusiasm we have. I'm going to continue calling the media the liars and the scumbags and the skanks that they are. And I'm going to prove to you their lies, and everything they say will be undone. I'm going to be in their face. I will go into the belly of the beast to do this because it is too important, and I won't let it go. Biden goes, hey, you know what? It's a wrap. It's 10 a.m. Geez, I'm kind of tired. Or, you know what? I know this thing with Hunter came out, so I probably ought to take a break a little bit here and not come out until the debate. Yeah. Oh, is that confidence? You guys think, because my producers are like, well, Kevin, if he's not debating, isn't that confidence? Oh, you're trying to be smart? You think you're smarter than I am, kid? No, it's not. It's not. He's hiding. It has nothing to do with confidence. First thing he comes out saying, it's a smear campaign. It's Russian misinformation. And the FBI goes, no, sorry. It's not. We did all we could, but no, it's not Russian information. It is Hunter Biden stuff. So this buddy of mine says that Joe Biden is the real culprit here. See, there's no denying what Hunter Biden did. He's a misguided dude. Hunter Biden's been misguided for a long time, and I theorize that Hunter Biden is misguided because of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's treatment of Hunter's mother is what I believe drives his behavior. I'm no Dr. Phil, but I believe this is the case. He bonded more. He was a younger brother, bonded more with his mom. She dies in a tragic accident that Joe Biden tries to say is over a drunk driver, which was a lie. And then we find out more about Joe. He wasn't just crooked. Joe was a bad dude. Not as bad as Corn Pop, but he is a bad dude. So Milt sent this message saying, Joe may be suffering from cognitive decline, but he was lucid enough during the Obama administration to know he needed Hunter, and that's where we are, folks. Joe, he denies knowing anything about Hunter's stuff, but he did know. And I got to tell you, it flies in the face of common sense. It flies in the face of logic. To Milt's point, how did Hunter get invited to go on those trips with his dad? Joe Biden was on official business. Why would he take his son on Air Force Two? A crackhead. What, were there better drugs there? Could he get them cheaper? Are they like our prescription drugs and they want to go to Canada to get them? Why would you take your crackhead son? Other than to keep an eye on him and have Secret Service say, watch him. Don't let this knucklehead go anywhere. Maybe Jill couldn't watch him, you know, because they got to trade off on watching Hunter. When you look at the timelines, it's also clear that things happened favorably to Hunter after each visit. It's uncanny how it happens. So the question I have is, who set these meetings up? How would Hunter Biden know who to meet with and what to discuss? I mean, look, guys, he must be the smartest crackhead on the planet, because if you said to me, Kevin, you're going to go to Ukraine and set yourself up in business with a bunch of Ukrainians, and I would be like, well, okay. So is there a liaison? Is there somebody I can talk to? I don't know any Ukrainian. The only Ukrainian I know is a guy named Andriyashko. He was he used to do massages. And he was a distributor of electronics for years. And then he got out of that and went into massage therapy. That's the only Ukrainian I know. I used to do martial arts with a friend of mine. His name is Igor. And Igor was from a different Russian place. But he was Russian, not Ukrainian. Those are the only people that, I mean, I don't even know who to go to. I wouldn't even know where to start. But Hunter knew. How did he know these people? I mean, they got names of Wokolokleski and Bolsky and Wokolokleski. We're not talking about Carl and Charles and Bill and Fred. Fred Jones and Walter Williams over there. No, these are people. These are not mainstream, you know, people that you hear about. And you're, oh yeah, that guy. Denzel, you know, if you said to me, Kevin, go to Hollywood and get started. We're going to give you some money, enough money to make a film. Make whatever film you want. I automatically, oh geez, I'm going to contact Denzel Washington. I'll tell Denzel I got a bushel full of money. Let's make a movie. I know where to get started. I wouldn't even know where to get started in Ukraine. Fly over, you know, do you look in the yellow page? How would Hunter have done this? So my question was, how did this conversation go for Hunter to join the trip? Did Joe go in there, hey, kid, what are you doing today? And then Hunter's like, oh, Dad, just smoking some crack and, you know, having sex with a couple of underage girls. Say hello to my dad, girls. Hi, my friend. And Hunter, and Joe says, well, hey, listen, if you're interested in breaking the routine, kid, why don't you join me in Ukraine, and let's see if we can get you into an international scandal involving crack and sex with underage girls. What do you say, kid? Come on, man. I mean, come on, man. You could go and you know the thing. So let's face it. Ukraine, folks, is not exactly the place where crackheads go to vacation. If Joe Biden says, hey, kid, you seem like you're in a funk, why don't you come with me to Hawaii? I could see Hunter going. But he said, hey, Hunter, you seem a little down in the mouth, kid. Why don't you come with me to Ukraine? Said no father ever. So even with pops, I'm going, the Bidens had an agenda. They almost undoubtedly worked out these details on Air Force Two during the trip. But Biden says, no, we never talk about Joe Hunter's business. Well, how did he get all this clout? And as I said, they set up the meetings and Hunter had his role to do and they played it to perfectly. And only somebody with Joe Biden's clout and his motivation could clear a path for Hunter. That's the only way that gets done. Breitbart has a photo of Biden posing with oligarchs Kinez Rakishi of Kazakhstan, who once reportedly explored business with Biden's son, Hunter Biden. They published this photo last year at an anti-corruption website called Kazakhstani Initiative on Recovery Assets. It's called K-I-A-R, K-I-R. And it purports to show Biden, both Hunter and Joe, together with Kazakhstan's former prime minister, Karim Masimov. And if you go to the story on Breitbart, they elucidate all the people involved in what, like I said, these all people have crazy names that I don't even know. It's like reading Harry Potter to me to try to keep up with everybody. But here's what I can tell you. If Joe Biden wants to have plausible deniability, he took way too many pictures. He had way too many meetings that people are now figuring out. Everywhere he went after every meeting, Hunter got a fat contract. So I'm anxious to see how the Democrats describe it. When we get back, let me tell you how you're going to know Trump's going to win.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
People are being turned away for wearing inappropriate masks. Mask wars, folks. Now, that's not what I'm going to talk about, so don't think Kevin's back onto the mask thing. I just want to tell you that I predicted this. I told you not only would there be mask wars, I told you that they would determine what type of mask you could wear. So, for example, American Airlines said you can't wear a mesh mask. Most places said, hey, look, go ahead, wear your fashion mask. Make something for yourself so you feel good. Make your favorite football team or basketball team mask, and it'll become stylish. There are even models. There are people that have made these very of elegant looking, you know, they want to make you wear that mask. It makes, they make it look sexy or manly. So there's that aspect of it, right? Make your own mask. But then American Airlines goes, yeah, but don't make it a mesh mask, because that mask doesn't work. Well, neither does any of the other ones you use, but that's okay. They want the one where you can't breathe. You just you breathe in your own carbon dioxide. Well, now they have you personalize your mask, and you know what the issue now with the mask is? Well, what's your mask say? Well, does your mask say F you? You can't wear a mask that says F you. Okay, I get it. But, you know, sensibilities, public sensibilities, I understand it. Even though it's freedom of speech, you're going to make me wear a mask. Now you're going to make me determine what the message is on the mask. But what about when it's just a flag? The American flag. Yeah. Well, there was an airline that made one of these undercover agents on a plane take his mask off because it had the American flag on it. And they said, you know what? That flag, that is offensive to some of the people on the plane. You know who they were worried about it offending? People that had come on the plane in prominent Black Lives Matter gear. They said, it might be offensive to them. The flag of this country. Forget that BLM might be offensive to the majority of the passengers on the plane. Did they check for that? Nope. Frontier Airlines supporting BLM. A law enforcement officer who's on that plane to protect people. And you know what the law enforcement officer said? He says, the only reason why I've complied is because I had a job to do on the plane as an undercover, you know, what do they call them? The ones that, you know, can carry the marshals. That was it. He goes, other than that, I would, as a citizen, I would have fought that like you wouldn't believe. I'm wearing your stupid mask and it has a flag on it. I mean, that's offensive? Frontier Airlines. I said we need to petition the president for an executive order that defends the flag and defends the police. There was somebody that made it a crime for something with the cops. I think it was it Alabama or something? That's to do with police officers. If you obstruct the police officer in doing their duty, something like that. It's a crime now. Protecting police. And I say any organization that discriminates against law enforcement should lose any federal funds and can be sued by the person that denies service. That's what I said. I said that's what we should be talking about. Anyway, all of that because I wanted to talk about Biden's big flip-flop. Joe Biden. He's part of the Democratic Party who wants to defund the police. He's part of the Democratic Party that has made Americans hate the flag and burn it. He's part of the Democratic Party that has put a target on the back of law enforcement, which represents supposedly the best of America, the protection of old glory, our flag. He's part of the people that won't stand for the national anthem and kneel instead for the thugs that are killed by police. Because that's who mostly are killed by police. Police make mistakes. Black people know this. Americans in general know this. They make mistakes. And you know what happens? Restitution occurs. And if the police try to cover it up or do anything like that, they get completely run out. We eventually get to the truth because that's the nation that we've built. Does it happen every time? No. But we certainly work towards that. And black folks want you to believe that police are getting away with murder, killing black folks, and yada yada. It's nonsense. All because they want to destroy this country and what it's built on. Your Judeo-Christian values that support God, country, family. That's all this is about when you break it down. So, to say, you can't wear that American flag here. Remember I told you guys that the guy got, there's a video we showed years ago, and a woman has a flag up on the July the 4th at her house, and some lefty, a gay kind of guy, certainly effeminate if he wasn't gay, and I think he's gay, he's reading her the riot act over having a flag up on July the 4th. And do you know there are people that were supporting it? Go to one of these sporting events. And I was at one. I was at a baseball game years ago. Not in a while, but a few years back in St. Louis. and a white dude says to a black girl, well, put your hand over here. Stop talking, because they were playing the national anthem. She's like, you can't tell me to stop. He's like, playing the national anthem. Put your hand over your heart and stop talking. And he argued with this one. He wasn't one of these, you know, little chumpy white people that are like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. He was like, respect this country, respect the flag, you know, respect the anthem. He was like one of those guys. And I was backing him up. I was like, yeah, I didn't have to say anything, because he was holding his own. But the black chick, she didn't do it. But she got read the riot act. And I said, good for him. Because everybody around him got to see it. And while he was doing it, I was saying, like, yeah. You know, like that. They want us to hate this country. They want black people to hate America. They want black people to hate the people that provide the protection. They want blacks to hate the military. Do you know how many black folks in the military are leftist? The Colin Powells of the world that don't deserve what they get, but they get promoted because they're light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialects, that kind of thing. Clean, bright, and articulate, as Bill Biden would call them. And all of this, folks, is destroyed. What's being destroyed? Just ask yourself this question. What's being destroyed? Are little town America, is it being destroyed? Or big city America being destroyed? Big city America, huh? So who has the most blacks? Little town America or big city America? Because I can tell you this, the population of Cleveland, as an example, let me just start over. From a demographic perspective, most of these major cities in America are 40 to 50, some even 60% black. So all this stuff that's occurring is occurring where blacks exist overwhelmingly, not in little towns. So if you defund the police, you're defunding the police. Because I'm going to tell you, little town America is not looking for a defund the police. It's Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Chicago, Detroit, etc. Where's all this crime occurring? Where does the majority of the crime occur? I can tell you, you know, here's the ugly statistic. You take the top 20 areas of crime in America out, and we are one of the safest countries in the world. And now, with this increased level of violence that's occurring because of all this anarchy and chaos that Democrats in these major cities are allowing, you think we were dangerous before? We are much more dangerous than Iraq and Afghanistan. And so these leftists say, let's defund the police. And they want to get rid of them. And the Democrats are, well, yeah, let's do it. We need to. And they're pulling money out of budgets. De Blasio, let's pull $1.5 billion out of the budget. Seattle, Portland, all these leftist-run states and cities. And what's happening? It's getting more dangerous for whom? For De Blasio? No, it's getting more dangerous for black folks. I don't know what the strategy is here, because there is no long-term gain to be had. But guess what Biden did? Biden recently flip-flopped. Now he says, oh, I don't want to defund the police. Not anymore. No, not anymore. I want to defend the police. I don't want to. He's backtracking. Now, he's already said it, and he's been called on it by Tucker Carlson and others. Not that Tucker's some, you know, authority on it, but I'm just saying, other people are starting to mention it. Why are you flip-flopping on this? Your party doesn't believe this. Why are you flip-flopping? Well, let me give you the answer. The answer is Donald Trump has been 100% on this issue from day one. You don't defund the police. You defend the police. They need the budgets. They need everything they need to protect this country. And I'll back them up. I'll back them up with the military if I need to. But that's what we need to do. And Biden knows that's polling pretty well. Maybe I need to back off this. And I will tell you, look at the trends. Biden will start to adopt more Trump policies because he knows he can't win without it. He can't win anyway.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.